Let's see here. There's David Beeler. Let's see David. Hey, Dave. I think that's David.
Is he bald?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's him.
What's up, brother?
You got a quick sec?
Of course I do.
You look very lonely out here during practice.
Oh, do I?
Because you're the only one of your ilk.
Do I now? Why is that so? I mean, am I just standing on the sideline?
No, you're very active. You're very active. Don't get me wrong. As you normally are in life, I'm assuming. But you're the only kicker out here, right?
Well, we got Delbert Alvarado, number four.
I didn't notice Delbert Alvarado. That sounds like a chef that served me food last night.
Yeah, he could be a pretty good cook. He's a good guy, good kicker, you know, but it's just me and him right now. The two lonesome kickers.
He's a toe poker.
I only notice you. Does he adopt the toe punch style of kicking?
He's more along the lines of the soccer style, so he's with the modern
age of
kicking now.
All right, so in light of USC football being banned for the next 25 years, how do you feel about this? Give me your honest opinion.
I feel like it sucks, man. I feel like
does
the kids
hate
are
Mike
getting
Garrett?
Punished for the players now. You know, it's unfortunate for them. You know, all the guys that violated the rules and regulations are gone. You know, so now the NCAA is cracking on SC.
Does he hate Reggie
the
Bush?
Players now that had nothing to do with it. You know, and Reggie's already gone in the NFL. 5 years, you know, 5 years later, they're starting to give all the violations out, which sucks.
Were your parents living with Reggie's parents at any time?
We'll keep that on the down low. I plead the fifth.
You guys didn't have like a party house in San Diego where all the parents were hanging out?
Yeah, we invited you. Why didn't you come down?
Well, that's a good idea. I just never got the formal invitation, I guess.
I guess you didn't get the memo. I don't know.
Okay, so there was a little blurb in the paper not too long ago about your speed and guys that you could beat in a foot race. Which, I mean, what's your 40 time official?
The combine is a 4.56.
Wow. So how many wide receivers could you beat out here?
Oof.
Creighton.
I think me and Creighton would be a good race. I'm not going to call anybody out, but I actually did already in another interview. So I said I could probably beat Creighton, T-Choice, and then the linebackers, Brady and Keith.
You could beat Deshard Choice?
I think I could. It probably won't happen, but I think I'd be able to, yeah.
God, that's so awesome. You basically are faster. The starting kicker is faster than arguably the starting running back on this team. That's very solid. Now, since we last talked last year, have you become engaged, or are you a father now, or a Buddhist, or anything?
I sure as hell hope not. I mean, I got a girlfriend right now. I hope she's not pregnant. I mean, we've been...
Are you guys using protection, Dave?
The Polaudis method.
Whoa!
Wow.
I'm not sure that's
oh
what
my.
She was on the pill for a while, but it would make her a little bit moodier, you know.
Yeah, why is that?
Oh,
why do you think,
man,
that is? That women get a little bit crazier when they take the pill. That was the excuse that my wife used.
Cowboy players,
man, chicks
ever
are crazy. I mean, chicks are crazy as it is, you know. But the more hormones involved in their body, you know, they just freak out. I guess I don't know,
because they're crazy anyway, and then you add on something that could enhance that craziness.
Yeah, but it makes their boobs bigger.
You bring out the devil. You bring out a demon inside of them. So I want my girlfriend to be, you know, nice and polite and how she normally is, and then just, you know, she just blew up when she started taking the pills.
Bigger
so
boobs.
Said,
bigger boobs.
Now, I'm hearing from a very credible source back. We have a doctor always on staff at the radio station that girls' boobs get bigger
when they're on the pill.
Is this true?
Well, she already has double D's to begin with, so...
Oh, dear.
Yeah, they're pretty... She's pretty top-heavy, we'll just say that.
Are they real?
Yeah, we'll soap up those honkers.
They aren't.
They're not.
They're real. They're real expensive. They're about $5,000.
Did you buy them?
Each?
I did not. I met her as she was, so...
Oh, really? So... where'd you guys meet? Is she a Dallas girl?
Yeah, I actually met her. She works at Hooters.
What?
Very well qualified to work there. She is a great set of personalities, if you know what I mean.
You really met her at Hooters?
Yeah, she was actually, funny story, she was
better be.
What the hell's
she was
going
actually
on?
Waitressing the table next to me. I'm more interested in brunettes than I am blondes, and she's a blonde. So I was trying to get our waitress, Tiffany, I was trying to get Brittany, who's my girlfriend now, to set me up with Tiffany. So, you know, I brought Brittany over there. It was like, oh, set me up with Tiffany, this and that, and then one thing led to another. She's a cool girl, and the rest is history now.
Wow, so is she still slinging burgers at Hooters?
Yeah, do you
making her work?
Yeah, she still dishes out.
Do you get free wings?
Putting the ice in the...
Do you get free wings?
I don't, which is a bunch of BS. I wish I could, but I thought I had the hookups, but apparently not.
Wow, Dave. You need to start pulling more strings. Not so much that time of the month. Just pull strings.
Oh, my God.
The pawn strings,
wow.
If you will.
Oh.
Yeah,
wow.
Right.
Oh. I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Oh, my God.
No, you shouldn't be.
I try and lock her up in a cage for about a week when she's on that time of the month, you know, when she's bleeding. I mean.
Oh, God.
You can't trust anything that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die.
Oh,
so I don't know. I just lock her away. You know,
unbelievable.
Put a leash and muzzle on her, and then, you know, just the rest is history.
All right, abort.
All right,
let him go. Let him go.
Dave, thank you for your time. This has been very candid, and we look forward to talking to you in the future.
Sounds good. I appreciate it.
Thank you, man, for helping us lose our FCC license, Dave. Now go kick field goals. What a shock jock.
He's a P1. I think he knew who he was talking to.
That
the most over the top thing a cowboy has ever said.
At least on the radio.
Awesome. Just awesome. All right.